Amen. Let's stand if we would tonight. Praise the Lord. Wonderful service last night. Wonderful service. The Lord really, really helped us. And it was a great blessing. So let's get in here tonight and let's let the Lord help us again, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Remember the Brim family in prayer today? Funeral went well, and really was a beautiful day out at the cemetery, and thankful for that. And then, of course, the rain came afterwards. So, but the Lord's good to us. Sister Erica Rankins had a car accident this morning, and she's in the hospital, just came out of surgery about maybe an hour ago, 2 hours ago now. And they put a rod in her leg. She broke her left leg, and she's going to be laid up for a while. But the hand of the Lord was on her. Yes, terrible was. Accident. Amen. And when you see pictures of that van, you'll think, how did anybody survive that? And she hit a stopped fire truck going 60 miles an hour down the interstate. And just never saw him. But remember Sister Erica in prayer. And just pray for their situation, that the Lord will just help them and give her healing today. All right? I know probably tomorrow she is going to feel a lot of pain. So let's just be praying for her, okay? Amen. Brother Gal, yes. All right. Laurie Jackson. I know Brother Campbell was in the hospital and they moved him to Barnes. All right. Let's remember Brother Campbell. Brother Gallagher had a not feeling good. He needs the Lord to touch him. So if you would, remember him. Anybody else tonight? Okay. Sister Gardner, remember her. Brother Tom? Yes. All right. Let's remember that. Brother Cope. Anybody else? Yes, Adrian. All right. Remember that. Yes. All right. Let's remember. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's come to the altar tonight. Let's pray for our service this evening. All right? Thank you, Lord. worship Him tonight, church. Hallelujah. He's good. Hallelujah. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. You do miracles so great. No one else like You. Oh, there's no one else like You. For You are great. And You do miracles so great. No one else like You. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, You're worthy of our praise, God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. For You are great. Hallelujah, Jesus. Today that Sister Erica coming down the Interstate 270 in the right lane behind a semi. Semi started to slow down. She's going full speed on the interstate, so she just swings over into the left lane to go around that semi truck. And there was this fire truck sitting in the left lane of Interstate 270. She didn't even get a chance to hit her brakes till she plowed into that fire truck. Of course, the medical personnel are already there. The fire truck's already responding to another accident. Policemen are already, they're all eyewitnesses. They jump over, they thought she was dead. But there's no way anybody could have survived. And when you see the van, it's just head on. They jumped in there and she was, that realized she was alive and was trying to pull her out. She was trapped in that van. It was all just crushed down around her. And they told her that, paramedics were telling her, that seatbelt and that airbag saved your life. She was still in pain and still, she said, no, it wasn't the seatbelt and it wasn't the airbag. It was God that saved my life. And I believe that. I know airbags and I believe the seatbelts and all that. But all but the hand of God, right? Hallelujah, the hand of God. Lord, thank God for His mercy to us. His mercy. It could have been so much worse. Amen, so much worse. No lacerations, no cuts. Amen, no, just one broken leg, that's all. I mean, it could have been so bad. No internal injuries, no brain trauma, nothing. Thank God for the hand of God and His protection. His protection. Hallelujah. He is great. He's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy of all the glory, all the honor. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Let's worship Him tonight. Let's thank Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we give You praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord Jesus, God, that You had Your hand upon her today, Lord. God is the hand of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, You are great, Lord Jesus. Lord, You are great, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let's sing this chorus one more time tonight. Amen. Let's give Him the praise.
You do great. You do miracles so great. No one else like You.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
You're worthy, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, I thank God that He's got His hand on us. Hallelujah, there's times that we probably should have died. Probably times we thought we were dying. Probably there was times when people wished we had died. But thank God, God's got His hand on us. Man, it's the hand of God that preserves us, keeps us. Hallelujah. Sometimes we give God praise when He performs miracles and when we see healings. And we see God do miraculous things. Sometimes we need to stop and give God praise for all the things that we have not experienced in our life. Because of the miracles and the hands of God upon our life, that He's kept us from sickness, kept us from disease, kept us from accidents, kept us from losing our life. Amen. God's been good to us. Man, He deserves the glory and the praise and the honor. Hallelujah. For all that He's done. Amen. All that He's kept us from. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Oh, Lord, we love You, Jesus. We love You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the sufficient One. Do you know that? Hallelujah. He's the saving One. He's the supreme One. Hallelujah. He's the Lord of lords, King of kings. He's Savior. Hallelujah. He's healer. He's a miracle worker. Thank God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have to excuse me tonight. My heart's just overwhelmed with goodness and greatness to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You can be seated if you'd like. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let's sing a chorus, Sister Ruth. In all its fullness, and all that time shall bring, my God can do anything. My God can do anything, anything, anything. My God can do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. I tell you, we're just going to do things a little bit different tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I want Sister Carrie, why don't you get ready to sing if you can tonight? All right. Amen. Somebody want to stand and testify? Give the Lord praise. Go ahead. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Right? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's still the Lord. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. He's still on the throne. Somebody else? Brother Miller? Hallelujah. Yes, praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. That's right. Amen. That's right, Brother Miller. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's right.
Praise
Amen.
The
Go ahead, Brother
Slot. Fantastic. You know, there's pain and there's suffering in this life. And we go through things. And it's a lot of times things aren't comfortable we go through. But thank you, Jesus. And they put those spikes in his hands. It didn't feel good. I'm sure it didn't feel good. I know there was pain there. There was suffering. There was blood shed for us all.
That's it.
My personal safety.
Amen.
Right.
Your personal safety.
Right.
Whether you're whatever you are,
Amen.
Large, small, whatever we are in life, He died for us all.
That's right.
Take no offense at that, please.
No.
But He loves us. He loves
Everyone.
Us so much.
That's right.
And you know, when you go through things, and you're going through it, and you're going through it, and suddenly when that peace and that joy comes,
yes.
through, money can't buy it. I guarantee you, money can't buy it.
No,
I just thank you.
Thank God. Brother Tom?
I'm
going to
be quiet
tonight. No, it's all right. Amen. Amen. That's right. My. Right. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Dennis? Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Yes. Somebody else? Brother Gardner? Praise God. Right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good testimonies. Well, Brother Tucker, go ahead. Amen. It's awesome. Amen.
Do not
Right. 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 Sure, exactly. That's right. Right, you're right. Who deserves the honor? Is the glory? Right, he did.
And God gave Charlie a humble spirit.
Mm-hmm. Good boy.
And Charlie sang, and he sang to it, and he blessed the people when he sang. And he said, "Dad, what can I say? What's the right thing to say when people come up and say, 'You did a good job. That was great.'" He said, "What do I say?"
Yeah. And the honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Surely. That's right. He deserves the glory. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God deserves glory. You know what? Man, I've seen people that that didn't have the ability, didn't have the talent. And they but got under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And God used them to move a crowd and to bless people. He deserves glory. He deserves. God can use anybody and anything. It really don't matter who you are or what your talents are. You know, God can bless you. God can bless you and God will use you to do something great. I mean, He deserves the glory and the honor, right? Amen. Amen.
You may be down and feel like God has somehow forgotten, that you are faced with circumstances you can't get through. Right now it seems that there's no way out and you're going under. But God's proven time and time again, He'll take care of you, and He'll do it again. He'll do it again. If you'll just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, He'll always come. You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. God knows the things that you're going through, and He knows how you're hurting. You see, He knows just how your heart has been broken into. He's the God of the stars, the sun and the sea, and He is your Father. If He can calm the storm, then He'll find a way to fix this for you. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. If you'll just take a look at where you are now, and just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. He'll always come through for you. He's the same now as then. My God does not change. You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. You may be down and feel like God has somehow forgotten, that you are faced with circumstances that you can't get through. Right now it seems that there's no way out and you're going under. But God's proven time and time again He'll take care of you. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. If you'll just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, He'll always come through for you. He's the same now as then. My God does not change. You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. God knows the things that you're going through, and He knows how you're hurting. You see, He knows just how your heart has been broken in two. He's the God of the stars, the sun and the sea, and He is your Father. If He can calm the storm, then He'll find a way to fix this for you. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. If you'll just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, He'll always come through for you. He's the same now as then. God does not change. You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Time and time and time again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you like it. I'm going to turn this to Brother Webb in just a moment. Amen. It's been such a blessing to watch Brother Steve. Amen. It's been such a blessing, Brother Steve, to watch you seek the Lord. God's been good to him. God's blessed him. God's helping him. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe, but you know what? I mean, it's only been a few weeks. It's been only been a few weeks, and God's been blessing him and helping him and been feeling God. Can you imagine what it's like, you know, to go, you know, God's doing that, and he'll, but you know what? He keeps doing it over and over and over again. Amen. And I guess that's why the longer you serve him, the more that you just love him, because you've seen him do it over and over and over again. When you have need in your life, he comes through one more time and he does it again. When you find yourself in another valley, here he comes back by one more time and he does it again. You find yourself in a trial, here he comes back by one more time and he does it again. Over and over, and your heart just gets fuller and fuller of love for God. Hallelujah. That's the great God that we have, that he does so much for us. Hallelujah. He'll do it again and again and again and again. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give him praise as Brother Webb comes tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to be in His house one more night? Hallelujah. I almost feel an excitement in the air, an expectation here tonight. Just feel the presence of the Lord here. I'm excited about what He's going to do for us here tonight. I'm glad for what He did for you all Saturday night, and I'm glad for what He did for you Sunday night and Monday night, but I'm looking for what He's going to do for us tonight. I come like that lame man laying at the gate expecting to receive something from Him. Hallelujah. I come expecting to receive something from the Lord tonight. It doesn't matter that I'm here. It doesn't matter that you're here. But what matters is that He's here. And He's here to meet each and every need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Brim, you should have went on. I believe you had it here tonight. At any time, if you feel a drawing to this altar, come and get your help. It's not in the preacher. It's not in me. It's in Him. And if you need something here tonight while we're singing, come to this altar. The Lord's already here to move and meet the need. Get in with us as we sing here tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Touching Jesus is all that really matters. Then your life will never be the same. There is only one way to touch Him. Just believe. When you call on His name, a woman tried many physicians, yet grew worse. So to Jesus she came, and when the crowd tried to restrain her, she whispered these words in her pain.
Oh, oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters.
Hallelujah.
And then your life will never be Him. Just believe when you call on His name.
Oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters. Oh, then your life will never be.
Just believe when you call on His name.
I was bound when I knelt at that old altar. They said Jesus could mean my every need. And when this prisoner finally touched Jesus,
He set me free. Praise the Lord, free indeed. Oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters. Oh, then your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. Oh, there is only one way to touch Him. Oh, just believe. when you call on His name. A woman tried many physicians, yet grew worse. So to Jesus she came. And when the crowd tried to restrain her, she whispered these words in her pain. Oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters. In your life will never be the same.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there is only one way to touch Him.
Oh,
just believe when you call on His name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Aren't you glad one day you touched Him and He touched you? Oh, that made all the difference in the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. If you have your Bibles tonight, if you would, turn to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 27. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you so much for all that's been done for us. You made us feel right at home. And we appreciate the opportunity to be here. Count it a great honor and a great privilege. And I was with Brother Eric and his wife today. We had a wonderful time. And I appreciate them having us over. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 27. Very familiar scripture here. Felt the Lord lay this on our heart for this evening. Hallelujah. Have a burden on my heart tonight. Acts chapter 27. Begin reading in verse 9. Acts 27 and verse 9 reads like this. Now when much time was spent, and when the sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading of the ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenix, and there to winter, which is an haven of Crete, and lie toward the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. Skip down to verse 18. And we, being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them, says, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. If we would skip down to verse 29. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon the rocks, They cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under the collar as though they would have cast the anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Now down to verse 41. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the fore part stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldier counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they all escaped to land, or safe to land. Hallelujah. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they had kindled a fire and received us everyone. Hallelujah. If you would, stretch your hand this way and ask God to help us to preach tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the Spirit that's been here so far. Now, Lord God, you've laid this message upon our heart. I pray that you would anoint me, Lord, with that power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, strengthen my feeble vessel of clay. Lord, touch some saint here tonight that's in the storm. Encourage them, Lord. Help them move around this altar, and we'll give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And the church says, amen. Glory to God. Just like to preach a simple thought here tonight. Simply on surviving the storm. Hallelujah. Surviving the storm. As this chapter begins, Paul is a prisoner of the Roman authorities. The Jews had accused him of being a seditionist and of profaning their temple. Their purpose was to have Paul put to death. But Paul presents his own defense and appeals to Caesar. He then begins his long journey toward Rome, and on his way to Rome, he appears before magistrates and centurions and governors and kings. And on the journey, they stopped at a place called Lycia, a city on the southeast end of Crete. And as they prepare to leave on their journey, Paul warns them not to leave Lycia because the time of safe sailing had passed, and he warned them that their lives would be in danger if they loosed from that city there. But the centurion took the word of the shipmaster instead of the word of Paul. And so they loosed from Lycia there because the Bible says it was not commodious for them to winter there. And that word commodious means comfortable or convenient. It wasn't comfortable and it wasn't convenient for them to winter there. So they decided they would take the word of the shipmaster, or the word of the captain, over the word of the man of God. And they wanted to go on to another city called Phoenix on the west end of Crete so they could winter there. And not long after, there was a great storm that came up from the wind, from the east. And the wind at first, it was softly blowing from the south. But not long after, disobeying the word of the man of God, they come into that tempestuous wind. The waves begin to roll and the storm begin to roar, and they had to let the ship drive. They couldn't no longer control the ship. They were exceeding tossed with the tempest. It says in verse 18 that they lightened the ship by throwing out the tackling. The storm raged until all hope that they should be saved was lost. And this great storm, it had a name, and that name was Euroclydon. That should not be foreign to us, Brother Adair. Because in our own day, them tropical storms, they give them names such as that great tropical storm, Hurricane Katrina, that came and wiped. I'm going to try to preach to you here in just a few minutes, just trying to lay a foundation. That great Hurricane Katrina that wiped out a great part of the southern part of the United States. In nature, there are many kinds of storms, and we are experiencing one here tonight, I believe. There are thunderstorms, there are rainstorms, there's ice storms, and there's wind storm. Nature itself has sunny days and it has stormy days. And them storms can be devastating, leaving behind a path of tragedy and destruction. But just as in nature, as there are stormy days, just in this spiritual life, it's the same. There are sunny days, there's good times, and then there are stormy days. Troublesome times can and they will come. Some of us will face the same thing. Some of us will face different things. But there is one true fact. We will all face something, won't we? We've all faced something in our life. And in our text we read that they did not heed and listen to the word of the Lord that come from the man of God. So in their disobedience they come into this great tempestuous storm. It was not comfortable. It was not convenient to stay where the man of God said. And so it is sometimes in the house of God that the preacher preaches old time holiness. And some people, they don't think it's comfortable. It's not convenient. They tell people how they need to live, making it by the biblical basis. And some people, they don't like it when you step on their toes, and so they go their own way and then soon find themselves in a storm. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. I'm not going to stay here too long, but I need to make this point. Oh, Jonah, he was told to go preach to Nineveh and tell them that their destruction was coming. But we all know the story well. Jonah disobeyed and he immediately found himself into a storm. But the way Jonah got out of that storm was he confessed to the Lord. He repented and he turned from his wicked ways and he got out of that storm. God gave him a second chance. Maybe you're here tonight and you're in the storm of disobedience. I want to tell you, there's a loving God that if you come to you, come to Him and confess your sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you your sin, and He'll cleanse you from that, and He'll give you a second chance. You can come out of that storm. Hallelujah. Oh, but that's not really the part I want to deal with here tonight. But I want you to notice that Paul was also in this storm, and he had not disobeyed. He had not sinned. He had not done anything wrong. But it was the choices of others that put him in the storm that he was in. Maybe you're here tonight and you're a young son or a young daughter. And maybe the choices that your parents has made has put you into some storm. Maybe you're a parent here today or a husband or a wife. And maybe that spouse has made some bad choice and it's put you into a storm tonight. But I want to tell you, you're not alone. Jesus Christ is here to help you. Maybe you're that mother or that father that child has made a bad choice and it's put you into a storm. But I come to tell you tonight, you can survive the storm. There's one on your side that's greater than the storm that you are facing here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. There are storms of disobedience. There are storms of the choices of others. But then there are just storms of the devil fighting the church and trying to destroy the church. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you." Jesus said, "In this world ye shall have tribulation." He never promised that it was going to be easy. He didn't say you wouldn't have to go through the fire, but He did promise that you wouldn't face it all alone. Hallelujah. Paul here, he was in a great storm. He was no stranger to the storms of life. He had faced trouble before for his faith. He had been beaten and left for dead. He had been thrown into prison. He had been stoned. He had faced all sorts of perils, all sorts of storms. But this was a big storm. Luke here recorded that this storm was so bad that all hope that he should be saved was lost. They thought that the ship was going down, but right in the midst of the storm, Paul got to praying. Hallelujah. He, after long abstinence and praying and fasting, oh, Paul sent a message to God, and God sent a messenger to Paul. Hallelujah. Paul stood in the midst of the ship that was still in the midst of the storm, and he said in verse 22, he said, "Now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there stood by me this night, the angel of God, whose I am and who I serve, saying, fear not, Paul. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, even as it was told me. Friend, Paul was in a dangerous dilemma, but God sent him a divine promise of deliverance. You're here tonight in the midst of a desperate situation. You're in a dilemma, but this little preacher come to tell you that God's sending a promise to you tonight, that He's going to bring you through, that He's going to bring you out. Yes, you're in a dilemma, but there is deliverance. Touching Jesus is all that matters. Come to Him. He can bring you out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord, preach this tonight. Oh, hallelujah. But after he got his promise, there was still 14 more days that he did not see the sun. He did not see the stars. He did not see the moon. It was pitch blackness. And maybe you're in that place tonight. Oh, I've come tonight to give you that promise from the Lord. But I want to tell you, it may not get better just as soon as He promises it. But you have that hope that it is going to get better just down the road. Hallelujah. Someone that's in the midst of the storm today needs to know that there is one that's standing by your side. As I was praying for that servant, I felt the Lord speak to me and tell me to tell somebody tonight that He's heard the prayers you've prayed. He's seen the tears you've cried. He knows the nights you've laid awake and you wonder if it's ever going to get better. But I come to tell you, you can survive a storm. You're going to make it. You're going to come out victorious. You're going to come out with the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God is greater than the need. He's bigger than the problem. Let me give you a little advice here tonight. I'm only 22 years old, but I found this works. Why don't you quit telling God how big your storm is and start telling your storm how big your God is. Hallelujah. I said, don't tell God how big your storm is, but tell your storm how big your God is. And you know that if God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. The Bible says He may come in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. I feel like in this revival service on Tuesday night, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost is here. He's here to lift you up. He's here to bring you out. He's here to let you know you can survive the storm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, they were in the storm. But then notice, things got a little bit worse. Then they was in a shipwreck. Oh, help me. The storm had pushed the ship until they could no longer control the ship. They let it drive and it ran aground. They shipwrecked. Sometimes your trouble can get worse before it gets better, but hold on to your promise. Hallelujah. Hold on to your promise. This brother already quoted it here tonight. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. Oh, God may not show up when you want Him, but He'll be there right on time. Because God is in time, on time, every time. Hallelujah. He'll come through when you don't think you can take another step, when you don't think you can make it another day. He'll show up and bring you out right on time. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. You may not understand how God's going to turn it out, turn it around and work it for your good. But friend, after you come out, you're going to be able to turn around and you're going to be able to say, yes, He worked it out for my good. So friend, if your opposition is stout, I want you to know the Lord can bring you out. If you don't know what to do, He's going to bring you through. When it seems you're in a struggle, He'll help you over your trouble. If the enemy comes in like a flood, stand your ground and claim the blood. When your faith begins to falter, make a trip to God's altar. When the enemy strikes your heart with fear, rest assured that He is near. Hallelujah. He said that I'm nigh unto them that are a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Has that storm got you broke down tonight? Does it seem like God's a million miles away? He's not. The Bible says He is nigh. He is close unto them that are of a broken heart. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2 says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Hallelujah. Oh, that's so encouraging tonight to know that whatever we're going through, oh, the one who made us is on our side and He's with us through it all. Hallelujah. Them disciples, they had got out on that ship. Jesus had told them to go to the other side. Oh, but that great storm come up around them. They thought in fear that they was going to go under. But then they saw Jesus come walking on the water. He said, peace be still. The waves immediately, oh, they quit a rolling, and there was peace on the water. You know what happened? In the middle of disaster, along came the Master. Hallelujah. You're in the disaster tonight, but the Master is here. He's here to deliver. He's here to bring you out. You can survive the storm. You can survive the shipwreck here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, but I want you to notice, last of all, there was a storm and there was a shipwreck. But last of all, there was a seashore that was there. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Acts chapter 27 verse 44 says, and the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they all escaped safe to land. Hallelujah. Now I know this is a little piece of wood, and it was probably something bigger than this than they made it to shore with. Oh, but this is all I could find real fast here. So this, we can imagine that this might be a piece to the ship, and this is what saved somebody's life. Somebody that didn't know how to swim, they got a hold to a broken part of the piece of the ship. And I can see as one of these men down the road, maybe he hung it up in his living room after he survived this storm, and his little child one day comes in and he says, what's that piece of wood hanging up there on the wall? What is that? And his daddy begins to tell him about the storm and how it was this little piece of wood that he held on to, that he had faith in, that helped him get to the shore. Hallelujah. To get to safety. It was a souvenir from the storm. It was something that gave him a testimony. It was something he could show that it brought him out of that storm. I feel like telling somebody here tonight, after you come out of the storm, it's going to be a testimony. It's going to be a souvenir to tell somebody else, you can make it. I made it. You can make it through the storm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I really feel that God's going to turn some situations around, and He's going to turn that test into a testimony. He's going to turn that sorrow into a song. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joseph was sold. He was sold into slavery. His brothers, they meant it for evil. They meant to destroy Joseph. But after we know the story, how that he became second in command, God richly blessed him when he had his brothers in front of him. He said, you know, brothers, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Hallelujah. You know what happened? God turned it all around. Hallelujah. I come to tell somebody here tonight that you can survive the storm because God is going to turn that situation around. Yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. I feel like telling somebody, good morning. It's time for your joy. It's time for your victory. You're going to come out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 18 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. You in the storm tonight? You in the trouble tonight? The strong tower is around this altar. you can run to Him. The Bible says in Nahum that He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. Hallelujah. Sister Lee, if you would come get us a song. I feel like telling this in closing here tonight. There was a little girl and her brother, and they enjoyed playing around the train tracks. It was right behind their house. You can associate with train tracks here. Everywhere you go, it seems like there's a train blocking your way. And anyways, it kind of reminded me of this story. This little girl and this little boy playing on these train tracks one day, and they had ventured farther than they ever had before, and there was this great train tunnel that they had never saw before, and it was very long, and they decided they was going to go exploring, and they went into this train tunnel, and they began playing and getting farther and farther into this tunnel, and they didn't realize how far they had gotten, and they heard the sound of one of them great trains coming down the track. Well, they realized they had come too far to turn and go back, and they was not close enough to the other side to make it out before the train had got there to kill them or to destroy them. And so they tried to find a place to hide, to get off from the side of the track, and there was only a little cleft in the rock, and it was only big enough for one of them, Brother Brim. And the little girl was frantically searching for something to try to hide in it, and she saw a rock hanging out just above where the train would pass, and she pushed her brother up to that rock and said, "Hold on to that rock as hard as you can." And she got back into the cleft of that the little place that was hewn out there, and she hid in the cleft of the rock, and there that train come through, and as it was passing through that tunnel, the words that was heard from that little girl saying to her brother, she kept saying, "Hold to the rock, Bubba. Hold to the rock." Hallelujah. I felt like coming and telling somebody here tonight, hold to the rock, brother. Hold to the rock, sister. Yeah, the storms is coming. Yeah, the waves is rolling. Yeah, you're in the midst of trouble like never before. But brother and sister, hold to the rock. He's the chief cornerstone. David said, "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Oh, hallelujah. Let's stand all over the house here tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I wish I could have preached something here tonight where we would have been shouting and running the aisles. Oh, but I feel in my heart so much here tonight that the Lord told me to come tell somebody, you're in the storm, but He knows you're there. He's got His hands all around you, and He's going to bring you through. Hold to the rock. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads all over the house. And I want to ask somebody here tonight, if you're going through the storm, you're going through that troubled time, I want you to come to this altar. I want you to step out, because the Lord is here to help you tonight. We're not going to look down at you. We've all been through troubled times. We've all been through storms. Is there anyone that's facing that trouble here tonight? You're in the midst of the fight. You're in the midst of the battle, and you need help from God tonight. Would you come? I know you're here tonight. The Lord wouldn't lay this message on my heart for no reason. I felt a burden today for somebody here tonight that you're in the midst of that trouble, and you need to know that the Lord's on your side. Would you come? Would you come? There's a couple stepping out here tonight. Oh, we're not come to look down on people. We've come to lift up the hands that hang down and to strengthen the feeble knees. I know in a church this size, there's more that's going through things. Oh, if you'd be honest with yourself and with the Lord, you may just come out of that trouble tonight. You may just come out with the victory tonight. Anyone else that wants to step out? Anybody else? I just want to linger here for a little bit. Oh, hallelujah. Because I know how it is to be in that trouble. I'm a young man, but I've been through some troubles. I've been through some storms. But I know every time I stepped out and gave my heart and everything to God, He's always brought me out. He's always brought me through. I want to say it again. I felt the Lord speak to me to tell somebody that He saw the tears you've cried. He's heard the prayers you prayed, and He's here tonight to bring you out. Hallelujah. Won't you step out? Oh, I feel like there's a few more here tonight that's not stepping out. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I pray that some word that's been said tonight would encourage some saint. Oh, Lord, now as we make this general altar call and let the rest of the church come in, I pray that you'll strengthen Bethel Chapel, that you'll let them know that they're going to make it through every storm and through every trial. Oh, let's all find us a place to pray here tonight, at your seat, around the altar, or if you feel like praying with these that has come. Oh, I know here tonight.